to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yeah, we got a little bit of noise going on here in the studio because the panel is joining us today. We are joined by three individuals that have decided to take their message out into the world and take it out in a very big way, teamed up to provide you both the inside and the outside stories on health and well-being. Joining us today as part of the panel, Dr. Scott Lynch, Tim Tysurst, and Angela Pfeiffer joining us today. I'm going to give you a little background about each of them. Today's topic is autism, three perspectives for healing. And so each of the panelists are going to take us on a journey about autism, what it is, what they know from the work they do with individuals, and what everyone out there should be mindful and aware of as we take a look at autism, a rapidly growing, used to be one in every, maybe 50, then it went to 1 in 85, you know, I mean, well, just the opposite way around. It seems like what we're doing is we're getting this increased rate in the number of children with autism, and honestly, it is not even truly diagnosed. And so you get information like, oh, 1 in 150, oh, well, 1 in 185, well, 1 in 50, 1 in 85, what is it, what's going on? And it wasn't until recently, I believe, where celebrities had come out to speak out about autism that we've gotten beyond the movie Rain Man. And so we're going to hear from the panel today on autism, what it is. Let's take a moment for those that are new and tuning into the show to just introduce yourselves. And what I'd like you to do is introduce who you are. And I would like to hear from you. I'd like to hear a statement on what you believe the state of affairs is regarding autism.
Yeah, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle. And autism, we're just actually having a discussion getting ready for the show. And it's actually even confusing for a healthcare practitioner to really even put our thumb on different ideas. And so from a chiropractic perspective is we never treat autism, but we do often find that children with autism, with Asperger's, do improve when the neurology of their body begins to heal. And we've had some children have miraculous results with getting adjusted. And then as Angie will enlighten us with later, is by doing the other healthy habits that are necessary. But from a chiropractic perspective is we always want to make sure that their nerve system is fully functional. And in every child, and I was a part of a research project with autistic children in Georgia when I went to school there, and every child with autism that came into the office or into the clinic that we're at, we did find spinal subluxation. That was 100%. And so
That's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a pretty high number, so 100%. And so what that means, in essence, is the fact that from a chiropractic perspective and from a natural healing perspective is that we often know that the nervous system is being stressed, compromised, and not functioning 100%. And so we always attack it from that angle, and then we then, you know, use other individuals in the natural healthcare field to help reestablish normal homeostasis for that child or individual.
All right, and so that was Dr. Scott Lynch. Let's go around the panel now and hear from Tim.
Hi, this is Tim Tysurst. I am a classical homeopath in Seattle. The homeopathic perspective is quite unique, but not unsimilar to any other thing that we treat. We're looking at the whole person, really who they are, how they function, how they dysfunction. And autism is really no different from that standpoint. You know, we can look at someone with IBS versus someone with, you know, this label of autism and see them as people, how they live their life, and then correspondingly work with them through the means of homeopathic medicine. So my ideas of autism I think it's just shocking and stunning. I find that it's such a prevalent, almost over-prevalent label that's going on in our society. We were talking about the normalcy before the show. You know, what is normal? What is not for a child and society? I think it's a societal thing versus not societal and hereditary as mm-hmm. well. These two things are like a confluence. They come together and it can create this idea of autism or this autism spectrum.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tim. Mm-hmm. How about you? Angela Pfeiffer joining us here, and she is also part of the panel. You know, from your perspective, Angie, I mean, you know, what are some of the things you've come in contact with, and what have we learned over time?
Right. What we've learned is we don't know what causes it. We do know that...
We have learned that.
It's definitely a multifaceted etiology for this spectrum. And what we do know is that diet therapy can help reduce symptoms and help reduce symptoms greatly. Many children with autism, have intestinal permeability, and it's called the leaky gut syndrome. And basically what happens is intact undigested proteins get across, and the two that we're focusing on is casein, that's the protein in milk, and gliadin, the protein in wheat. They get across into the blood. Your immune system's going to mount a response, but the interesting thing is they are actually converted and mimic endomorphins that are produced in our body. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, gets into the cerebral spinal fluid, and actually affects the central nervous system. So diet therapy goes in and pulls out this wheat, pulls out, you know, the dairy, and by doing so can reduce symptoms. So coordination is increased, attention is increased, and we have no idea what came first. Was it intestinal permeability causing this? Was it inflammation of the bowels that's been found in many autistic children? We have no idea, but we know that we can help reduce the symptoms, and that's really the important, you know, aspect of any therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, can we reduce the symptoms?
Well, that's why the three of you are here, because we're going to really shine a light on autism from your perspectives. But more importantly, I think the conversation that's new, at least for me, is the one where we actually can talk about a sort of remedy. Mm-hmm. And in mm-hmm. some cases, a serious remedy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you listen to what Angie had just said as far as a multifaceted approach, and Tim was bringing up the homeopathic idea, is that if we address it from every different possible angle, there has to be improvement, whether it's overall health, whether it's functionality. And in many cases, we do see children that were diagnosed autistic at age 3, and as they begin to grow, they become quote-unquote normal by using a multifaceted approach. And so that's really the power of what the panel brings, I think, then also the idea that there is possibility for significant improvement, minor improvement, if we do our due diligence.
Right. I also will caution that remedy sounds very similar to a cure, and I would even, I'm not challenging the numbers by any means, Dr. Scott, but we have to know that there's no cure that we know of. If it has been overdiagnosed, which a lot of people think that it has been, yes, what is normal? What was normal at 3 if your child is developing and you know, you can, so many different approaches can mm-hmm. help, I guess I should say, but we just need to help reduce symptoms, and there's no particular cure.
That we know of yet.
And not that there's not societal hope, not that there's not something mm-hmm. that we may find in the future about it, but as of right now, you need to put together a team that's going to work with your child mm-hmm. to help them develop coping skills and focus and their attention and progress mm-hmm. through their developmental years instead of being halted by their developmental state.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for a lot of what we're talking about in the medical profession, the word cure for a lot of diseases
Hello.
Doesn't come up.
No.
I mean, you don't even use cure in any autoimmune area at all. Mm-hmm. And yet, at the same time, what we're talking about is really giving information, putting together a show that helps people know that your child, you as a human being, can live a good life. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, are we talking about this?
There are options out there. I mean, that's what we bring to the table. There are many options out there. And you have to try them. You really do. And it's because there's so many, we talked about autism before, it's so wide in its functioning levels. I mean, there's the autism spectrum. There's 5 different categories. It's a massive latitude mm-hmm. for a label.
What is the crossover between autism and ADD and ADHD? Another term that I absolutely makes me cringe.
That was actually what we were discussing before the show. And there are certain criteria that I know psychologists use. I personally don't know a lot of them, but I will say, though, that with the individuals that we've worked with specifically, and then also the research project we did in Georgia, is that there were children that were diagnosed with autism that were just basically malfunctioning from we call it mental incoordination, where they just weren't functioning in all cylinders. And then when they did, they were no longer autistic. So I don't necessarily know some of that. Tim might be able to explain some of those factors. But I do know that over 50% of our children right now are being diagnosed as autistic, having Asperger's, or being ADHD. And my perspective as a natural healthcare practitioner is I can't imagine that our innate intelligence is allowing 50% of our children to become diagnosed with a problem, yet in other industrialized countries where they don't eat necessarily great foods, they vaccinate the same way we do, mm-hmm. they're toxic, there's pollution, but they don't have the high incidence of ADD, ADHD, mm-hmm. Autism, and Asperger's. And so that's a question right before the show that I asked. I'm like, it confuses me even when I see a child come in who's been diagnosed with Asperger's, and Angie joked around before, it's like, the child needs some discipline. This little boy came in, he had Asperger's, he needed some discipline, and what happened was he basically was like, oh, he snapped right back into shape. And so with that in mind, that was a joke, obviously, Angie. So
that was a joke, because I'm sitting here going, that's not what I was saying, right. And that was totally taken out of context.
Yeah, I
am not saying that an Asperger's child just needed, no, please.
But you're saying certain children, sometimes they need more parental organization.
Yes, and with parental that, organization. We'll go with that.
Okay, parental organization. And with that in mind is, when this young boy came in our office, he had parental organization completely normalizing back into the regular school system within
about
6 months.
Organization.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? Sometimes you have to say no.
Right.
Okay, but that's not today's show. We're going to make another show about that, because I'm going to bring you three back.
Right.
And we're going to talk about what it means to say no. And there is a lot of confusion around a lot of things. Stay tuned. The panel will be right back. Yeah.
The panel. The panel.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Learn about energy medicine from Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. She will share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Learn about Donna's classic book, Energy Medicine, her DVDs, trainings, home study programs, and professional certification program at learnenergymedicine.com.
Find out how you can use the power of words in clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. CREOMUNDI. That's creomundi.com.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Kate's Care and Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescareandgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescareandgifts.com. That's katescareandgifts.com.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Panel. The Panel.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I love having the panel on here. Doesn't it get juicy?
It can.
It gets it just did.
It gets very juicy. I want to introduce you to the panel, Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Tysers, Dr. Scott Lynch. And I want each of you to talk a little bit about your experience with, with what's going on with autism and what you've learned, and also what your experience is in working with people that are autistic. And as you do that, please make sure you give your name and your website so that folks know how to connect with you one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Angie, why don't you start?
Yeah, absolutely. So Angela Pfeiffer, my website is thenourishedbody.com, and my telephone 425-747-5282. I would love to talk about elimination diets. I mean, that's really what I do, assessing nutritional status in a child when they come to me, and then, of course, looking at ways that we can very healthily take out wheat and dairy, identifying those sources, helping the child make sure that alternatives are offered. And before I get into that, I want to clarify something that Dr. Scott said, and it apologize for the conversation before, but it's I wasn't saying at all that children with Asperger's need to be disciplined. What we were saying in context before the show came on, we were talking about, we're trying to figure out with all the multifaceted etiology for this, what's going on? Why is it our culture? You know, do parents simply not have time to focus on their children anymore? Is it environmental? Is it cultural? Is it toxins? Is it all the above? You know, so we don't know. So looking at that, the comment came up that that nuclear family is really been drawn away from, and we don't all sit down together anymore. The focus isn't there, and the children are, many children, you know, 3-year-old may be too young, but are put in front of videos all the time, or they're put mm-hmm. in front of computer games all the time, and so the social skills are not developed. And is it a discipline issue? Is it a attention issue that the parents aren't addressing? And we're looking at this for hyperactivity, and so we were talking about it as a mm-hmm. broader range, right. And so just that mm-hmm. one was brought out. So I just want to clarify that, because I'm not...
Well, just mentioned it to folks out there.
Thank you.
Let me just direct you to Donna Richards' website. Donna has been on the show several times, quite a bit, and we've helped Donna take her message out about autism, having an autistic child. But she's created an incredible book, and if you want to understand what the life is like living with an autistic child, this book was written by her son, one of her sons, and he was sharing information about his brother. So you can go to mybrotherskeeper.biz, get a copy of the book, My Brother's Keeper, and you will get a large perspective on what Donna Richards has learned. And by the way, she did discover alternative ways to take care of her son. But Angie, in the context of this, you know, from your perspective, I gotta tell you, I think about a year ago is when I first heard the word gluten.
Yeah.
I mean, what is up with that?
Yeah, we don't know, and it's crazy. And I would say one thing is, I don't know that food sensitivities were diagnosed to the degree that they are now. And we even think that there's a wider spread, like celiac disease, which is full-blown gluten intolerance. There's a good percent of the population that isn't even diagnosed for that. And so many people go their entire lives with GI issues thinking that it's just normal. and they don't understand why. And so it's kind of come onto the scene. When I'm working with someone that has to pull out gluten or has to pull out casein, I said there's good news and bad news. Is the good news, or the actually bad news first. Bad news is so many people have this now that the good news is there's alternatives. There's products and full websites devoted to this. There's support groups online. There's so many people have to, been dealing with this. So there's always outlets instead of just saying, as an American with an American diet, no more wheat, no more dairy, is it can be very scary. And so we just have to go in and educate and help them along. But we don't know why this is happening. And if you look at the focus, though, you know, it's all dairy, it's all wheat, it's all corn, it's all soy. I mean, why have we come down to those particular foods and they're so prevalent? So prevalent. I mean,
that's a great question.
Well, and our bodies are meant to eat and digest corn. We're not meant to eat and digest high fructose corn syrup, which high fructose corn syrup accounts for more calorie intake than any other food ingredient in the United States, which is a crazy, crazy statement if you like wrap your mind around that. High fructose corn syrup, it's not even a food. And we're not meant to digest it. And so for ingredients or artificial ingredients that are that prevalent in our food supply, what is that doing to us? One interesting thing, I mean, we know autism has a genetic component. There are theories out there, of course, so if you're twins and if you're identical twins, you've got a greater chance of having it. If you're a sibling, you have a greater chance of developing it, I guess just to say. There's theories out there that state two twins in the womb have a greater chance, of course, of developing this. Is it a nutrition deficiency in the womb? We don't know. I mean, it can go back even that far. So if the mother's deficient in something, does that cross over and create the deficiency in the child? And then certain environmental components, you know, all develop along those same lines to create this development. I mean,
it's a big question.
It's a big question. You know,
it used to be, when you're talking to a pregnant mother, it used to be, don't drink, don't smoke. Now it's, don't drink, don't smoke, don't eat anything white.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to explore this, Angie. We're going to explore this more. And, you know, from a homeopathic point of view, Tim, I think that, and Dr. Scott will get to you in a minute, I think that it's, for me, it's a bigger question. I think people are relating right now to the food stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally one angle. Another angle is chiropractic. I mean, there's many, many, you know, and
but
again,
there's many, many, but there's not really. I mean, when you think about it, there is many, many, and there is about a handful that people really understand. You know what I'm saying? And there's about a handful that people say, I've done this and it works.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I know this firsthand. I know when I cut the junk out, you know, and I get rid of all the white stuff, feel better.
Yeah.
When I take this homeopathic thing that I'm taking, I'm going to kill this, Tim. You'll have to help me. When I'm taking this little homeopathic bottle for my throat, I can talk.
Yeah. Yeah. You're taking something right now?
But let's demystify. Let's demystify this, because what used to be woo-woo is not anymore.
No.
And that's why
because
you're here.
Full Western influence or medicine isn't working. That's what we know. Under that realm, we've progressively gotten worse. It's necessary. It has its place. But we have to open our minds to alternatives, because we need to get back to where we were before all of these chronic diseases came about.
That's right. And so from your perspective, you know, you have an ancient, what I call ancient wisdom in what you practice.
Yeah. So it's based on really thousands of years of this idea of a similar substance curing a similar problem. And only in the last 200 years have we really put it into a practice and a medical model called homeopathy. You know, what I do is I look at them as, I look at a person as an individual, and that's it. And that is what I do. And I find out exactly how they are, how they function, how they dysfunction, and then find them a substance that fits that. I have a client right now who is a 17-year-old boy, Asperger's, and just, I mean, a fascinating case. And I see it more and more every day. I mean, more people are coming with this, you know, these type of situations. But what makes him different from the next person with Asperger's? And it is, because it's individualized. A different person is going to express it a different way. It's a label, and that is as broad, it's huge, it's very broad. But when you boil it down to the person and in the individual, then it becomes very, very specific, because each person will have different ways that it's expressed. And then I have to find a different substance that fits their expression of the problem. And that's what homeopathy really is about. And then energetically, we're taking an energetic substance, meeting the energy plane of the person where there is the dysfunction. And when the two come together, We don't even know why it happens, but these beautiful miracles can happen. And there's a book called The Impossible Cure by Annie Lansky, and it's actually a huge bestseller. It really is about her journey with her son and how homeopathy just completely cured him. And she is now a homeopath as well. She was a NASA scientist and then totally changed her tune, and she's a homeopath now.
Well, one of the things that we're talking about is, for me, is moving away from a medical model that says one size fits all. You have a cold, you throw this at it. You have this, you throw this at it. And mm-hmm. I think what I'm enthusiastic about is, you know, we have East meeting West in a lot of venues right now. We have an amazing conversation like the one we're having today, which, you know, a number of years ago we wouldn't be able to have.
No.
You know, Dr. Scott, from your perspective, you and I have talked about the work that you do with teeny-weeny little babies.
Right.
Teeny-weeny little babies. You know, and I've seen your little two fingers, you know, working on. I mean, this is really incredible, and it is so ancient science based. Common sense is what we're talking about here in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when you identify that, is the Western model of healthcare has been amazing at diagnosing but coming up with almost no solutions. And so with that in mind, is we're looking at the whole body as a unit. The Western model looks at everything as reductionist, which is what's the individual problem rather than what's the sum of its parts? What is this child going through? Like Tim just said, everybody has a unique expression, and then helping them transcend some of the issues they currently have and some of the we call them blocking points, where things they're doing nutritionally or neurologically, they're not allowing them to heal. From a chiropractic perspective, if that there's any stress to the nerve system, it makes it not impossible, but very, very difficult to maintain health for a lifetime and also to fully express your environment. So if we live through our five senses, and our five senses use the nerve system to communicate that to our brain, a child with autism needs to have those senses heightened so they can deal and function more appropriately in their environment. That is why chiropractic becomes, as you said, common sense for everybody, no matter what you have as far as any condition or none at all, but especially for autistic children.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be back with our panel, and here they are.
Angela Pfeiffer.
Tim Tysurst.
Dr. Scott Lynch.
We'll be right back. We're going to be providing you with some solutions right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
The panel. The panel.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems, such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987. Or visit detoxamerica.com.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Are there things you want and don't have? Imagine creating them. Having experiences you don't want? Imagine discreating them with Avatar. Call 1-800-270-5111. How much future suffering could you avoid by restructuring your own mind? The Avatar Course, the most powerful consciousness training available. Free mini courses offered. Visit avataraloha.com and call 1-800-270-5111.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Panel. The Panel.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. To find out more about us, or if you've missed any part of this show today, it'll be up on our website, www.drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. And we have close to 1,000 archives up there now. The website is going through a few changes because we are making it more friendly for you. This show should be up in a bit. But one of the things that I wanted to get back to introducing you to Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch is the conversation of autism and taking three perspectives on it, three perspectives that I believe are on the leading edge of things. And we're hearing more and more about celebrities shining the light on autism in a way that we've not heard before and on complementary approaches to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the conversation is about, even though it's hard to get at the meat of that. You know, when you look at this from your individual perspectives, what are some of the solutions? And then what are some of the challenges? I read in, I think, Angie or Tim, one of your, someone's information, that, you know, autism has one of the fastest growing rates that we know about, mm-hmm. yet is one of the least funded from mm-hmm. a research point of view.
Yeah, I was looking at that as well with the leukemia. Now, leukemia is about 1 in 5,000. Mm-hmm. And I know that in the last 30 years, I mean, they made some really big gains as far as treating it. Mm-hmm. And so perhaps the funding was a lot to where it is now with autism. And perhaps that they researched it and it you know, it grew to the point where it was much less. So perhaps it was a one in, but I don't think it was ever one in 150
no,
children.
No, when?
For leukemia? No, never. But now leukemia is one in every 5,000 children.
Mm-hmm.
But one in every 150. I mean, in that range, that's outstanding.
Well, you know, someone that came on the show that was talking about autism and said if one in every 150 people in a restaurant got sick, what do you think would happen to that restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Shut down. And that's actually a really good perspective is we all have read information about the causal links between the MMR vaccine and autism.
Yeah.
And so if we, for example, start researching autism and find out that, you know, Angie said it before, that it is an environmental problem, that it is corn syrup that's causing some toxicity to the body or other diet things, or if that our lifestyle has thrown us out of bounds, then we would have to do something about that as a nation. And so the way our current system's set up with healthcare, with vaccinations, with food supply, it would make them really have to look at that information and say, what do we have to change to decrease the amount of children being inflicted with autism or actually having autism? And so that's a really interesting perspective that Joseph Mercola has brought up many times, that it would cause us to radically change the way we experience healthcare in the United States if we researched autism to its fullest extent.
Mm-hmm.
Which wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, absolutely
but would
not.
Would that ever change, though? I think a lot of people really have to take the matters into their own hands. And, you know, there's too much money in it to say, corn syrup off the market?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, this is billions and billions of dollars of business.
And I have to say, corn syrup's not been directly linked to anything with autism. I'm just saying, when we were talking about diets and how unhealthy they are, you know, it's our bodies, and is it issues with the mother not having enough nutrients that then passes that on to the child through development, and then the child not having the right nutrients, or, I mean, we don't know.
And what toxicity is, I mean, if you think about it, is no matter what you're doing that's toxic to your body is going to create some type of bad symptomology. So either you have a toxic or deficient environment, or you have a very healthy, sufficient environment. And so when we work with folks that have Asperger's, ADHD, in this case, autism specifically today, is they are required in our office, if they come in, to have their nerve system checked. They have to do some functional assessments at home and to manage that. And they have to speak to somebody about nutrition. Now, I just met Tim, you know, as far as the panelists last year and a half. And so that is going to be the next level recommendations for our office, is let's have this multifaceted approach. And so, and in our office, we don't give that option because we don't want to have that reductionist view of, okay, this could be the only problem. We have to look at a solution that's multifaceted and actually get the results rather than to hold only one idea as the major solution.
And that's why the panel has been brought together, to really look at some of the solutions. And, you know, let's take a minute and look at both the challenges for parents and for the individual, and as well as what can be done right now. I mean, the focus today is on autism, but certainly some of the things we're talking about would definitely be part of your list on preventative health. And that's something that we talk about a lot. So let's get to some solutions. And also, if you could recommend your website and how folks can find out more, that would be important as well. Angie, do you want to start?
Sure I can. Basically, the solution when we're looking at diet is try everything. We don't know what's going to help. And so we try everything until we find out what works.
Okay.
And we're looking at, you know, nutritional therapies, whether it's supplementation, probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega-3s are definitely high on the list. You're looking at that. You're looking at pulling wheat out. You're looking at pulling dairy out, making sure the child is nourished otherwise, making sure the alternatives are there and the nutritional status is stable. The issue comes up, though, that you really need help on this, first of all. Because you need to have a team put together. You need to be under the care of a nutritionist, under the care of a psychologist, of a you know, chiropractor,
primary care,
of a homeopath,
yeah,
yeah, of an ND. I mean, you need this whole team that's going to work to help your child get better. It's not just one. And I caution anyone going out and doing nutritional therapies on their own, because there's so much that can be missed. Mm-hmm. For that reason, there's also the issue of autistic spectrum children have sensory integration issues. They've got taste and texture issues. They don't like taking pills. It's going to be very difficult when you're faced with that, as well as pulling out wheat, pulling out dairy, trying to get supplementation down. You've got to start being very creative and really have somebody in your corner that's helping you on your end and alleviating. Because can you imagine the stress on the parents? One of my very close girlfriends is a psychologist, and she focuses on Asperger's in her practice currently. And she was talking about the amount of appointments that they have to meet every single week, from working with a psychologist to an osteo, to other therapists, occupational therapists, pardon me, speech right. therapist, ND for natural remedies, nutrition for going through the you know, nutritional aspects of it. It's full-on 24/7 care and support, and you have to start therapy as early as possible. You have to try everything to find out what works, and that therapy has to be reassessed as the child develops. There's so much attention that has to be placed with this.
There is. And the early and the getting help early,
yes,
seems to be important. Mm-hmm. Is that true for both you, Tim, and you, Dr. Scott?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's an early thing, but, you know, sooner the better.
Okay.
Because you're talking about life quality, you know, quality of life, where you're needing something now and you don't get it for 5 years. Who knows how long a time? But we see that, you know, in homeopathy, this is really one of our biggest areas right now of just PR, where it's like the results have been incredible, and it's one of the biggest areas. And this book, Impossible Cure, really talks about that as well. This is a big area that's really bringing homeopathy back into the you know, the fold, so to speak, as far as an alternative therapy, and even as a conventional therapy. So yeah, there are many, many, many remedies that can cover autism and the autism spectrum,
mm-hmm,
from a behavioral, physical. You know, the kid I just saw recently, he displayed, you know, just unbelievable aspects. He had a lot of seizures as well. So his thing was very specific, and a lot of violence. And the one remedy I gave him was homeopathic toad toadstool. So it was basically this poison from the toad, which manufactured homeopathically reduced, you know, there's no poison left in it.
Right.
Just the vibrational essence of the toad poison. It's a fascinating remedy, fascinating what happened, and fascinating that this is in our pharmacopoeia, you know, mm-hmm. that this exists. So, there's a lot that can be offered.
Yeah, and, you know, and part of this, I mean, Dr. Scott, I remember a show that you did a while ago where we were talking about early intervention, and we had a lot of questions about that show. There was a picture mm-hmm. of you performing, adjustments on a very small infant, mm-hmm. and we've come a long way with understanding why that's important and really dismissing this idea that when you go to a chiropractor, it's about cracking your back.
Absolutely, and you identify that perfectly, is that early intervention, which means that, once again, as if a child is growing with a nerve system that's not functioning properly to maintain health, it needs to be addressed as soon as possible, because Tim just said it's a quality of life issue. It's what's the main communication control pathway in the human body, so it is so vital that we have it functioning perfectly at all times or near perfect. And from a research perspective, is that they in 2006 they did in March of 2006 in clinical chiropractic, they assessed 26 autistic children. All 26 of them had misalignments in their spine that were blocking the nerve system and not allowing it to function. Within a short period of time, 5 of the students were able to attend mainstream school. Hyperactivity and aggressive behaviors had been decreased. There was better improved tendon reflex and socialization, bladder and bowel control improvement. And this was all a scientific research where they were able to show for the first time that when a body was given enough chance to heal, it actually returned to normal health. And in addition to that, they did, as we talked about today, is it wasn't just chiropractic adjustments. They already had a team in their corner, and chiropractic happened to be part of the missing link for that team for them, and they had amazing results. And so those are the things that we see time and time again in practice. It's not complete elimination of symptoms, but it's about improved quality of life. And in those rare but really wonderful cases, some children automatically go back to a normal, perfect state mm-hmm. where they're mainstream. There's no autistic malfunctions left, and they're mainstream.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's really underneath some of the remedies, as well as what we've learned about autism from each of the panel members. Dr. Scott Lynch joining us today, Tim Ticehurst, and Angela Pfeiffer joining us. I do that every time, at least once a show. Angela Pfeiffer joining us today. We'll make sure we get phone numbers from each of the panelists so that we can have you contact them directly when we come back from break. Stay tuned, everyone.
The panel. The panel.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. PersonalTrainingTeam.com.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit passionatepinky.com.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit icandoitatsea.com today for all the details.
I really thought that I was the only one who cared about things that matter to me, like the planet, kids, education, peace, and creating a world that works for everyone. Then I found the Center for Spiritual Living, an entire church that thinks and cares about the things I do. And Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires us to build better lives and a better world. I've found my new spiritual home.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I've got the panel here, the wellness panel here, joining us today. And the panel consists of 3 incredible individuals that have decided to take their message out into the world. And let's go around, introduce yourselves. And also, it would be really good if you can give out your website again and phone number if people have questions. Go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Scott Lynch at Crown Hill Chiropractic and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. And in Seattle, our phone number is 206-782-8800. On the east side, 425-844-8000. And you can find us on the web at drscottlynch.com.
And that's LYNCH.com. You know, as we wrap up the conversation around this, and we're talking about connecting each of you, and I'm going to start with you, Dr. Scott, and Tim and Angela. And, you know, when we look at the next steps for people, what are they? I mean, there's a lot of information. Clearly, we know it's an issue. Clearly, we know we're getting some more information. But really, it's how do you help someone that has a child that's autistic? How do you point them in the right direction?
The key is education. It's educating yourself right off the bat about what some solutions may be, and that's what we talked about today. From my perspective is we always want to make sure that children have healthy nerve systems. And one thing that we do in addition to chiropractic in our office is we do wellness coaching where we set people up with their wellness teams and we help them identify who makes up a wellness team and how to create one. And so if anybody ever wants to email me, you can email us through the website at drscottlynch.com again. And I will give you different people that are in your area from a chiropractic perspective that have the ability to help you set up a wellness team and that have the ability to make sure that your child has a very healthy nerve system as creating the foundation for health. And then we move on from there. So for us, it's starting everybody off with a wellness team. And if you need help organizing that, we can do that with you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dr. Scott. How about you, Tim?
So my website is homeopathyseattle.com. You can find a lot of cool things there. My phone number, 206-240-9513, and I'm at the Seattle Homeopathic Center in Ballard. I think support is really huge. You know, not only within a family, but really reaching out to others who have had similar issues, and a lot of things can be disseminated there. There's a group in Washington called Exceptional Families, and their website is exceptionalfamilies.net. And they are a resource with professionals, with families. People have tried things, worked, not worked. So it's a great resource. So I think resources is a huge thing. Support, you know, I think we also, Angela's talked about it some, just the nuclear family kind of disintegrating in this, the 21st century. It's important that we come together again as a community to really support each other. And that is the basis of great help, great awareness, great health. So, and yeah, so homeopathy can really fit into all that.
Okay, and Angela Pfeiffer, who's joining us today, you know, from a nutritional perspective, there is a lot of information out there.
Right.
And we have millions of people jumping on the bandwagon and picking up a book and thinking, oh, okay, this is for me. But I think if there's one thing that we've learned from each of you, that is, it is that there is not one size fits all.
Not at all. Yeah, absolutely not at all. I think where you need to start is assessment. You know, develop a team, go to whom you trust, whether it's your doctor. You need to talk to a psychologist about assessment. You need to talk to an ND about natural remedies, you know, and of course, the rest of the panel as well for the different modalities. But it's assessment, looking at where they're at, looking at their status, and just starting to try things to see what works. And the earlier, the better. There are or is a lot of misinformation out there just on diet alone. And I would hate for the parent to swing too far in one direction. Of course, there's supplemental therapies as well as nutritional diet therapies. And to do that on your own would just be wrong. I mean, there's definitely toxicities that can happen by over supplementating children. So I'd say educate yourself. I love it when people come in and say, what about this? What about this? What about this? I read this. What does this mean? I mean, I encourage that. Please go, you know, broaden your mind, but come back to me with every question you have so I can tell you what's real and what's not. And, you know, and I can explain why or why that won't work for your child.
I think it's important for everyone to take the initiative to find out more, including some of the things we've talked about today. Mm-hmm. I think it's extremely important that, you know, folks go to your website or get on the internet. I mean, the internet's been an incredible source. Part of the problem with the internet is, though, it's hard to find out what's real and what's not.
What's fact from fiction, and again, the misinformation. And I think that autism is such an emotionally charged topic that anybody could start up a page and say, this is what I did, and it's, okay, now I'm going to try this, and this is what someone else said, now I'm going to try this. You know, it's better to start from a very grounded an experienced team and assess the child, where are they at, what do they need, and move from there versus trying extreme measures time and time again.
And, you know, for many people out there, I gave Donna Richards' website, and I'll give it again, mybrotherskeeper.biz. And the reason that that website's important is the book that has been written was written by a sibling who was explaining, this is what it's like to live with my brother, who is autistic. And, you know, this book is available free in schools throughout the country. Donna's doing that so people understand. And part of this is understanding. And isn't that, you know, is the critical piece of all of this for us to understand what autism is and to know that there's hope now where there hasn't been before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that what each of you represent?
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree more. And the fact that if you listen to what we had discussed today is that homeopathy works, nutrition works, chiropractic works. And the key thing is that they always work. I mean, at no point in your life is not having a healthy nervous system going to be important. At no point in your life is eating a unhealthy diet going to be good for you. I mean, at no point in your life are altered energy patterns in your body not going to be healthy for you. So with that, I mean, be healthy for you. So with that in mind is using this whole perspective and then getting educated and then working through it over time is giving yourself time too, where the results may not happen in one visit, two visits. It may take 3 or 4 years, but
absolutely,
the consistency and the persistency is huge.
Yeah. I think the time angle, I think there's a predominant idea in our culture, and this has, I think, been thrown out there by Western medicine, is that, you know, we should have you fixed up by tomorrow.
That's all or nothing society. It's totally true.
So when someone comes into my office, and I'm sure you've all seen this, it's like, well, I don't see any results yet.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
But isn't there a fundamental difference between...
How long did it take to get there?
Yeah. Well, but isn't there a fundamental difference between fixing the symptom and fixing the problem?
Right. Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And oftentimes to identify those things takes a while.
Right,
you know, you're looking at a problem, you know, like a symptom, but then, yes, the problem may be way deep under there.
For example, pain is a symptom
right.
in a lot of situations.
Absolutely.
Right? Underneath that may be something that is not directly addressed on one side of the medical, you know, profession. But certainly for you all, this is what you approach. This is what your commitment is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's returning your body to homeostasis. It's never really, from my aspect, treating a specific condition. It's I heard a chiropractor say it's giving yourself back to yourself. It's basically opening up the nerve channels, setting up the lifestyle processes for health. On a note, too, is on November 15th at Bay Center Chiropractic in Olympia, we will be teaching a two-hour seminar with Dr. Brian Olmofsky on foundational wellness, which is shifting from our Western paradigm thinking to a wellness model and how to set up wellness teams. And so that'll be at Bay Center Chiropractic, and we'll be showing people how to do that for their lives. And then you can go and teach people in your community the same ideas.
I've got something to do. I'm lecturing. I'm talking to the people. I'm lecturing at the Herbalist in Seattle on herbs and homeopathy, and where they cross over November 15th at 6:30 at the Herbalist.
Well, each of you can be, people can contact you through your website. Yeah. And I want to encourage people that if you don't live in the Seattle area, because this show is in Boston and Tampa as well and on the internet everywhere, that they should feel free to contact you because your message is universal.
Well, it definitely is. And I work long distance. I have people in Chicago, New York, California. There's so much follow-up that I do daily and weekly with phone consults and email and can have you send your food journals in and have had great success with it. So Angela Piper, thenourishbody.com, 425-747-5282.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Certainly has been a very vibrant show today and lots of information. Thank you for taking it on. I'll see you all tomorrow right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Swim again.